MI3 Network.
This is K9 PGC Mobile.
CNN Network. This is the CNN Network, MI3. CNN Network, 220. CNN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
This is K9 PGC Mobile.
CNN Network. This is the CNN Network, MI3.
AASGFM, listening.
CNN Network, 220. CNN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Well, sometimes it does the weather, sometimes it doesn't. CQ, 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 good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt. And I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for the session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and let net control, and net control will handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970, this repeater, W9LY, VHF, FM, analog, and now all-star connected, which is also always connected to the DMR Talk Group 31146, which is the LPCARC DMR Talk Group, which you can access on the TGIF network. It's very handy if you're traveling and you have a hotspot that lets you get on DMR. This repeater is located at Schultz Road and 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610K9JSI VHF FM analog, located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West, across from the Summit Farm on a 300-foot tower. And now, as of, what day did we go? Monday. As of Monday, that repeater is now putting out about 100 watts to the antenna, give or take, plus or minus 10 watts, I would say, somewhere around there. So we went from about 20, 25 to about 90 to a little over 100, maybe. It should be working a little bit better for anybody that had a problem hearing it. Didn't help to receive much any, so that's about the same. Then last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM digital wires X connected, also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater. Negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. And we are connected to the 220 All-Star link. Let's see, up there in Michigan. So we are connected to All-Star currently. So we might hear some check-ins from there. You never know. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website at lpcarc.org. And as usual, if you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there's a live text chat for everyone to use as well. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones that have a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I'll ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-timer mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I'll ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even just the radio and antenna you're currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. All right, brief pause there. Sorry about that. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, please call now. We got crickets. Call one more time. Current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, moving on to mobile or short time stations. Mobile or short time stations, please call now.
This is KE9ALK Mobile Downtown LaPorte.
Okay, we got Thomas in there, always mobile it seems. It's that time of year, right? All right, Thomas, KE9ALK, do you have anything for the net?
Yes, it is the mobile time of year. I finally finished assembling my handheld Yagi antenna for fox hunting. Unfortunately, I finished it just as it was time to go to work, so I haven't hooked it up to the SWR yet and haven't tested it out yet, but maybe later, possibly, or some other day. That's all I got. Thanks for doing the net. It's a nice day today. KE9ALK clear.
Okay, Thomas, yeah. Congratulations on that. Hopefully it all works out well for you with minimal trimming or extending, which that might be difficult, but one of the things you should try, not just fox hunting, but look for when the ISS is flying over and see if you can receive them. Maybe even talk through the repeater they got going on there. That's pretty fun stuff there, so that should work good for that too. Well, let us know how it works for you when you finally do get to test it out. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Drive careful out there too. Any other mobile or short time stations, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right, you can tell the weather's nice out there, and I don't blame anybody for being outside, that's for sure. We will now go to the ham.live list as I currently have it, and it's N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. excuse me, and everybody else out there. It's definitely a nice day. Looks like we're going to have a few more. Thanks, Kurt, for doing the net. Nothing for the net at this time. Just 73s to everybody, and back to you, Kurt, M9ROM.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, it's definitely nice out there, and if I wasn't busy this afternoon, I might have been out there myself doing some stuff, but it is what it is, and yeah, looking forward to many, many more. Bob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. That completes the ham.live list as I currently have it. We will now go to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Kilo India, 9 Echo. Mike, Mishawaka, Indiana.
Okay, we got two of you in there at the same time, but I heard both of you. So KI9E and KC0FNE. Jim, KI9E, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, everyone on the net. Not much traffic here this evening. I did see that the Indiana QSO party is coming up early in May. I forget the exact date, but might be something to look into there. That's about it there, Kurt. Back to you.
All right, Jim. Activity. I'm looking up here. Well, I guess I don't have it set up on my phone. I got that WRL log. And on the website, you can look up all the coming up activities. But apparently, I don't have it on my phone. So I can't help you out with that date. But you'll be happy to know, Jim, I booked the hotel. We're going to be there. So we're going to Ohio on May 14th, and we'll be there all day Friday and most of the day Saturday and then head home after that. So not going to be there for all 3 days, but definitely getting 2.5 days at least. Or not 2.5 days, sorry. Day and a half. Yep, maybe two. We'll see how long I can get her to stay and then how much money I spend on the first day. All right, Jim. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KC0FNE. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE, good evening for the net. No, I really don't have anything for the net. It's been an uneventful week for me.
Well, Mike, sometimes uneventful weeks are a blessing because that means you're just going to get hit that much harder in a different week, at a different time. So at work, we have days and weeks sometimes where we're so busy we don't even have time to take breaks or lunch or anything like that. And then there'd be weeks or days where we're just like sitting there twiddling our thumbs waiting for something to do. But we like those days. We anticipate those days because when we get busy, it's all hands on deck and you got to be constantly doing something or else you'll just get that much farther behind. So, Mike, sounding good tonight. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, any other general check-ins? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. This is
Mike from Monterey.
Okay, had a little bit of a pile up there, but I heard KF9WW squeak in there. And then right at the end, I heard Mike from Monterey. I believe that was 89GY. If I did not call your call sign, please try again.
KD9GY.
Okay, you got 89GY there. I had you from before. I think there was another person in there that was trying to get in at the same time because I barely heard Mike. And it might even been two more people trying to get in. There might have been four of you total. So if I got KF9WW and 89GY. If I did not call your call sign, please try again.
November 9, Yankee Oscar uniform.
All right, we got Virtual Bill there, too. N9YLU, I thought you were trying to sneak in there, but the noise with everybody colliding at the same time covered you up, so I wasn't sure. So we got you in there. We'll go ahead and start top of the list. KF9WW, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KF9WW, good evening, Kurt, Ian, and everyone. Just a point of note, it's the antenna for the other radio. It seems to be that I can't even get this repeater on that 150 right now this evening, so it kind of looks like it's the antenna. So that's what I have, and nothing other than that. Thanks.
Okay, Mike, very good. Well, you sound better on this repeater than you do on the 6-1. So it's usually the other way around for most people, but oh well, it is what it is, whichever repeater works, right? Of course, we've been using that digital for anybody that doesn't know on the K9JSI repeater. It will receive digital and analog, and it will transmit both on analog, so everybody gets to hear everybody. So if you want to use that feature, go right ahead on the 6-1. But but Mike, thank you for checking in. Sounding good from Valparaiso there. And have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have 89GY, another Mike. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, hi, Kurt. Nothing too exciting. Just the astronauts are going to be coming back Friday, Artemis 2. They're supposed to splash down up by in California there. So that'll be great. I like that whole thing. It's pretty exciting, I think. And, no, everything else is okay around here. We got some flooding over here in the Tippecanoe River, which is close by me, and some people got water up in their houses, so that stinks. Let's see. No, everything else is pretty good. Like I said, nothing too exciting. It's a little, you know, it's kind of quiet today on the on my receive, so it must be the conditions, all the wind or the sun, who knows what it is. So, okay, but thank you very much.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, what's strange, well, not strange, because you've moved your antenna, and you're getting into this repeater way better than you were getting in the 6-1 earlier today. I was listening to you guys on my way home before I started chiming in, and you had a lot of noise with your signal. You held the repeater the whole time, but you had a lot of noise. But this repeater, you sound almost full quieting, so sounds really good, working very well for you at the moment. Like you said, atmospheric conditions, I mean, I think it's really playing a part with you guys being far away from the repeater, so definitely not. Sometimes it's helping you, sometimes it's hurting you. But Mike, thank you for checking in, sounding good tonight. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have N9YLU, and he's coming through 220, so he should sound good all the time. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Thanks, Kurt. I hope so. This is N9YLU. Getting to see the warmer weather and that. And, yeah, right now, I guess, at home here, they've decided to put in new curbs and sidewalks. So, yeah, it's been fun parking on the block. On both sides of the road, yeah, it's been kind of fun. Looks like it's going to be another week and a half probably, which is a bummer, but man, what are you going to do? But, yeah, other than that, just out waiting for warmer days too, to go out to the creek. But I think some will be out there this week, this Saturday, I think. I'm going to try to, but I've got other plans, so I'm going to try to get out there later on, but who knows. But other than that, just hope everybody has a good rest of the week and weekend, and if I don't talk to you or see you, hopefully I'll see you Monday at the meeting. And back to you, Kurt. This is a 9YOU.
Okay, Brian, very good. Yeah, you cut out at the beginning, and I was like, oh, no. I said you were going to sound good the whole time. Thought maybe your battery went dead, but then you came back and you were there the whole time, so no big deal. But, yeah, hopefully it's an actual meeting this time where we actually do votes and stuff for whatever needs to be done. I believe Rich is going to be there. I'm not sure about John yet. I know he's been really, really busy working lately, so we'll see if he'll be there. And I think our new secretary is going to be there. Stacy, she's the new secretary, so looking forward to bringing her on board officially, I think, in this meeting will happen, so we'll see. But a lot of business to take care of in the next meeting. But all right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and sounding good through the 220 there, through the All-Stars. All right, that completes that list. Let's do another call for general check-ins, anybody anywhere. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I'm your net control for tonight. Please call now.
Net control. Net control, please log Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November George, Highland, Indiana. No traffic.
Net control. This is Kilo Delta 9, Papa Golf.
Whiskey 9, Papa Romeo, Kilo Rob over here in Wheatfield, Jasper County area.
Okay, we got AC9XN, KD9PGU, and W9PRK. Top of the list, AC9XN, George, do you have, I know you said no traffic, you made me chuckle. George, do you have anything for the net?
Alpha, Charlie, Niner, Hotel Oscar, this is
Alpha Charlie Niner X-ray November. There is a distinction between business for the net and traffic. Traffic implies that I have a message that I'm asking you to relay to another ham in a location for a third-party transmission. Business is information that I can give to the net. So I do have some business, but I do have no traffic. A couple of things coming up. Anybody that's interested in basic weather training on April 10th at 7 p.m. At the South Ridge Community Church in Orland Park, Illinois, there'll be a basic weather course, and another one is going to be in New Lenox at the Lincoln Way School, 7 p.m. At the Lincoln Way West High School, 7 to 9 on 421. And there's a couple of ham fests coming up. Sandwich, Illinois Ham Fest is May the 3rd. Of course, there's the Dayton Hamvention. And then the Antique Radio Club is having their fest on July 31st. So those are all the things that I have for business for the net tonight, Kurt. Thank you for doing the net. Thank you for logging my call. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. I'll ride along for a while. And 7-3, buddy. Thank you. Back to you.
All right, George. I stand corrected. You are right. And, yeah, so now I can stop saying that when you say no traffic. But that's great. Thank you for that information. That was a lot of information that I couldn't write down fast enough. So does anybody have any questions for George on the information he just gave for HamFest and weather training classes that are coming up in the very near future? April 10th is actually the first one I heard, so in 2 days. Anybody have any questions for George? All righty, there you go. Don't forget about the siren test, first Saturday of every month. So, all right, well, George, thank you for that information, and feel free anytime you have a list like that, if you want to email it to me at Kurt, C-U-R-T, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, at ac9ho.com. So Kurt at ac9ho.com. Feel free to email me that information, and I can put it in my preamble if you'd like. And not that we mind you announcing it as well. If you'd rather do it that way, that's fine too. We like it both ways. So, all right, George. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KD9PGU, Zach. Well, Zach, you're coming in there, but your audio is really low. So I'm gonna recommend you talk a little closer to the microphone. And we might be able to hear you a little bit better because you got a little bit of static coming in with you, but you're making it. So, Zach, do you have anything for the net? Uh-oh. He did make it. I heard him. I know he was there. Maybe he took off already. We'll give you another call there, Zach. KD9PGU, Zach, do you have anything for the net? All right, Zach, well, if you're still hearing me, maybe you just can't get to the radio at the moment, got a phone call, whatever, who knows. Feel free to jump in later on if you want, and we'll let you have some time on the net here and test out that radio a little bit more maybe. So, Zach, yeah, I'll keep you open here. Maybe I'll give you another call in a little bit. So, next we have W9PRK. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
Oh, nothing real special. Just counting down days until Dayton. Can't wait to go and hang out there, and hopefully some of you guys make it out there, and we can all have a good time over the weekend.
Yep, that's the plan. That's the plan. I'm going to go. This will be my first time ever going there. So the rooms are booked, and we'll be staying the night there Thursday night, Friday night, and heading home on Saturday evening, or even late night, who knows. I don't know how long we're going to stay there Saturday, but play that by ear. And then maybe next year I'll plan better, and maybe she will or will not go with me. It might just be me, you never know. And maybe I'll go for all 3 days next year. We'll see how much I like it, which I'm sure I'm going to love it, so. All right, Rob. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good this evening. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Let's give KD9PGU, Zach. Are you listening, and do you have anything for the net? Okay, hearing nothing, I will do more calls for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
N9VSN.
All right, we got N9VSN. Paul. Paul, do you have anything for the net?
No, sir. I just had one question, though, regarding the siren testing. I'm interested in participating in that as far as where to go, what, you know, where the sirens are located, that type of thing. If I can be directed as to how to find that out, or whoever is in charge of that could get a hold of me, and I'd be glad to help. I'm located, of course, next to the police station. That's where you can idea sound.
CMN Network.
My, oh my, lots of commercials. All right, Paul. I believe you can go on Google, actually, and type in, if I remember right, it's LaPorte County early warning sirens, maybe. I'd have to try it myself here. I got too many screens going. I don't want to do it just yet, but I believe if you try that on Google, somebody might chime in and correct me. It'll give you a map of where the sirens are, but even ones like if you're near one, I can't remember if there's one by the police station or not, there'll be people on the radio, too, that morning that can guide you in the right direction. But you don't have to go far from your house unless you want to. I don't mind traveling, so I'll go to whichever one. Usually I'll take the farthest one out. That way nobody else has to worry about it. But if there's one close by that you can hear from your house, figure out where that one's at, and that could be the one you do every month if you want, you know. So, but W9DLP, if you write that down, W9DLP, he is the net control for the Saturday morning siren test net.
Okay, very good information there. Sorry if I timed up the repeater there. Not sure if I did it or not. But anyhow, I believe I'm probably sandwiched between at least a couple sirens. And I certainly hear them. Anyway, I'll pass back over to you, and I hear some.
Okay, very good. Well, before the next siren test, if you can, if you go to the sirens and go up to the pole, there will be a number on there. It's usually a three-digit number, like 105, 506, something to that effect, 20-something. Get that number off of each one of those that you're in between, because you don't have to physically be there to do the test. If you can hear both and you can tell you're hearing both, you can tell Dave which ones you're reporting on. And if you can tell if they're ones that go round and round, which you can tell those are without hearing them, if it's just one big horn, then it's probably going to rotate, right, so that it goes in all directions 360. If it's a bunch of horns in a 360 circle, then it's a stationary one. It does not go round and round. So what we report is whether or not it's making noise and whether or not it's going round and round, if it's a round and round type siren. So if you get that information, you could do it right from your front porch and report on two sirens, which is very, very helpful. I'll just hand it back to you to see if you had any questions. Does that make sense to you, Paul? Okay, maybe Paul's battery went dead, or maybe he had something he had to go do. But, Paul, yeah, if you got any questions, feel free to ask as much as you want. And no, you did not time out the repeater. It was just happened to be the right time, 7:30, for a couple announcements. So no big deal. We heard everything you said. But, Paul, thank you for that. Look forward to hearing you on the siren test net first Saturday of every month. All right. Any other? Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other General check-in. This is AC9HO net control. Please call now. Okay, this is also open to the 220 guys that are listening. If anybody in 220 land is listening, you can feel free to check in. I know we're a 2-meter repeater, but we don't bite. But this is for everybody, anybody that can get in. Excuse me. One more call for general check-ins, then I'll start the information part of the net. This is AC9HO net control. Please call now. All right, we'll give Zachary another call, or Zach, give him another call over there in Elkhart, 89PGU. Just curious if you had anything for the net. We heard you check in, but wanted to see how well that radio was performing. Maybe you're trying to get in and you can't. But go ahead and give it another shot, because you were making it pretty good the last time. Just need to bump up the audio a bit. That's all. Zach, do you have anything for the net? Okay, Zach, no problem. If you're listening, feel free to jump in anytime if you want to test out that radio some more. We'll go ahead and get started with the information part of the net. Area nets, Aries District 1, serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9 IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRF licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700 positive offset with a 141.3 PL tone. And staying with the Indiana District 1, they also have a Skywarn net. It is every Monday night. Skywarn net, it's different from the District 1 Aries net, so it's a separate net on a separate night. It's on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time on the N9 IAA repeater, 146.685, offset negative 600, PL tone of 173.8. And they're also on the 444.825 WC9IN in Fowler, Indiana. So I think they're connected All-Star, if I remember right. Indiana District 1 serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Newton, and Jasper, and now Benton counties. I need to update the Aries one. That should be Benton as well. But, yeah, look forward to that net every Monday night. And they are seeking, the Skywarn Indiana District 1 is seeking LaPorte County area ham storm spotters for Indiana District 1 Skywarn. Spring is coming, and with that, severe weather. LaPorte County weather nets are now moving to the N9 IAA repeater, 146.685. Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding our reports to the NWF and IWX. A big advantage of LaPorte County, a big advantage for LaPorte County, is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve all LaPorte County and National Weather Service. If you're looking for a Skywarn class, they have classes coming up, as George mentioned. Of course, trained spotters can always phone in their reports to the National Weather Service. Keep your eyes to the sky. Remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in. Yeah, there is a criteria. They really only want to hear about hail, which in your training they'll say, it's something in my ear. In your training they'll say they want to know if it's 1 inch or bigger, but I believe that the local National Weather Service wants to have any hail reported. That way they can compare it to their radar, from what I've been told. So they don't mind hearing about hail. But they don't want to hear that it's windy and it's raining. Everything's wet. They don't want to hear that. But just keep that in mind if you're reporting to the National Weather Service. And the Aries Information Training Net. I don't think this net's going on anymore, so I'm going to skip that one. LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970 W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren testing net will be May 2nd. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on the internet on the K9DEW repeater 147.330, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. And if the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on a WB9AGX repeater 147.390, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater 442.700, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. I messed with my headset, now I'm all screwed up. White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater 147.255, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Frequency Coordination net every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. Central on the Falpo 1 GMRS repeater 462.700. And last but not least, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. And don't forget, July 18th, 2026, Tailgate Hamfest, second year in a row. $5 admission per car for sellers or buyers. Trailers will be extra. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables or set up out of the back of your truck or car, whatever you drive in. Admission for buyers will start at 10 a.m. Talk-in is 146.610 K9JSI, 131.8 PL tone, and 146.970, 131.8 PL tone, W9LY, both with negative offsets. And the location is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, 46350. It's underneath the big 160-foot concrete tower. You can see it from the toll road, but unfortunately, you can't exit there. But you can see it. And if you want to see the flyer on the website, just visit lpcarc.org. And on the left side, it says Tailgate Hamfest. Click that, and then the flyer will be right there, sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be April 13th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meeting, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. So if you have something that you would like to tell everybody about, let us know, and we'll make time for you at one of our meetings. We are always looking for somebody to be a guest speaker. Last September was the last time we had a guest speaker, and it was Rachel Kamm from the National Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and how ham radio plays a part in that. And don't forget, you can pay memberships online at the lpcarc.org website. And also, if you don't want to be a member for some reason, some people just don't like being a member, you can, if you feel the need that you want to donate something, no set amount, whatever you want to donate. There's a link on the website, on almost every page on the website, to get you to donate if you want. And like I said, you can do anonymous, you can put your call sign in there, your name, whatever you want. And even if it's only a dollar, you know, better than nothing. It just helps keep these repeaters going. We don't use it for anything else but that, for the repeaters and the Hamfest. That's it. So that's all the money really goes to. Oh, and insurance. Unfortunately, insurance is very expensive, but that's a club matter, not really anybody else's concern. But yeah, that's really all we pay. But we appreciate all the members, of course, and we appreciate if anybody does any donations. We appreciate that too. And come to the club breakfast, 1 at 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, conveniently right before the siren testing. 402 West, US 20, Michigan City. And also another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. All right, there's Virtual Bill again. And if you're looking for, Michigan City EMA accepting applications. So if you want to help out with traffic control, parades, handing out food to people on Easter or any other holiday that they're doing, that kind of stuff, it's a volunteer thing, but you'll be an official something or other. Uh-oh, hang on. All right, sorry about that. Family emergency. Somebody wrecked their car, but it's a minor one, no big deal. Need to use my garage. But anyway, so we'll wrap this up pretty quick. Where was I? If you are looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come to the Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Potato Creek POTA, go to the get on the repeater 147.330 K9DEW repeater to find out the details and upcoming gatherings, and also go to the website Potato Creek Portable, all one word, .org. Potato Creek Portable, all one word, .org. All right, weather at a glance. Since we don't have Tom or John at the moment, so we'll do weather at a glance. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers after 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 53, south wind around 15, gusts as high as 30. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 67, southwest wind 10 to 15, gusts as high as 20 miles per hour, chance of precipitation is 40%. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers after 1 a.m., low around 46. North wind around 5, becoming south after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a half and 3/4 of an inch possible. Friday, showers likely, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 52. North wind around 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 34. North wind, 5 to 10. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Sunday night, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And Monday, to start your week, a chance of showers and thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 77. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Well, that's not a great weather, but we'll take it. All right, now I will call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
N9RKY, check-in. No traffic.
All right, we got N9RKY, Todd. There's no traffic, but that means no traffic for anybody, but you have business for the net. Todd, do you have anything for the net?
I do not, Kurt. I just, I'll let you go so you can get back to what you got going on there. But sounding good, good net. Back to you at 9RKY.
Okay, yeah, well, like I said, life always gets in the way, doesn't it? Something always pops up. I've been pretty lucky the last couple of years. Not too many interruptions during Wednesdays, but it was bound to happen sometime. So I got a little bit of time till they get here, so not much, but a little bit. And then I'll be busy again the rest of the night. Todd, thank you for checking in. Sounding good as well. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. I'll go ahead and open the swap and shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? The swap and shop session is now open. Please call now.
Okay, S9WW.
Yeah, go ahead there, Mr. Mike.
Okay, Kurt, just to make sure I stay on the right side of the rules here. That listing that I have for the 850 can stay on, but I plan on making it to the tailgate truck ham fest, so that's where if anybody really wants to see the equipment, they can see it. But the 850, the PS50 power supply, the tuner, and whatever else I said, the desk mic and such accoutrements that take a nice set and maybe highlighted some of the things. I'm not looking to make a killing on it. I just want to give it to somebody that would appreciate it. He's not going to turn around and put it on one of the swapping shops on the online or whatever, turn around and make a buck off it. It's going for somebody that just uses it and hopefully enjoy as many good years out of it as I have. But otherwise, it's going for the tailgate fest coming up.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'd like to hear that. Be okay if it's gone before then, but still like to see you there and like to see that radio there too, if possible. But yeah, for a reminder for anybody, you have a Kenwood TS850 SAT with a PS50 power supply, MFJ949 Tuner 2, desk mic. I believe it was a straight key, if I remember correctly. I just wrote key down. Pretty much everything you need to have yourself a nice HF station. The only thing he's asking is it goes to a, pretty much a forever home in a way. Doesn't want somebody to just pick it up for a good deal and then turn around and sell it on eBay or something like that. So any kind of those things. He's kind of passing it forward, or what do they call that, moving it forward or whatever. Because it was not given to him, but probably got the same kind of deal on a similar kind of radio. So does anybody have any questions for Mike on the Kenwood TS850? Okay, well, if you have any questions for Mike, his email, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, is good on QRZ. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's on the... Wherever you push the cursor, it pops up under its Gmail address.
Okay, very good. So if anybody wants to contact Mike, can't get a hold of him on the radio, which is probably far and few between, but if you can't, contact him through his email that is on QRZ. All right, Mike, well, thank you for that. Are there any other stations with Swap and Shop, anything they want to sell, wanted, anything they want, need, loan, borrow, anything at all, ham radio related, please call now. All right, we'll keep the Swap and Shop open, but now we're going to open it up to everything and anything. Does anybody have anything for the net? Any check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now. Okay, well, unfortunately, I think I'm going to go ahead and take this as a last call and conclude this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had a total of 13 check-ins, which I expect to get less and less every week than when there's a nice Wednesday. And I'm ending it early because I do have people coming here so I can help them out. So Thank you to everybody for checking in. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO, clear at 7:57 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening.
And I was holding my tongue, Kurt. I was going to throw in, and that's the name of that tune.
Oh, yeah. yeah, there you go. That's an old show, isn't it? I've heard it before, but I can't pinpoint the reference.
Robert Blake was in it.
Yeah, you're talking to the wrong guy. I didn't watch a lot of old shows. Rich is the guy. Rich is the guy that knows a lot of them old shows.
Well, it would have been appropriate.
All right, very good. All right, I'm going to have to jump off of here because I don't know if they're here yet, but if they're not, they're going to be. So we'll say 73, Mike. Have a good evening. AC9HO, I'll be clear.
AD9GY. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. And keep your eye on the sparrow. I remember that show.
Yep, and that was one of the phrases.
Beretta, yeah. You know, that guy is so funny, because that show, Don't Do the Crime If You Can't Do the Time, well, what did he get in trouble for? He shot his wife in a restaurant, and he said, somebody shot my wife. I got to go inside and get my gun out of the booth.
Yeah, but he got away with it.
The whole story is just crazy. I'm going to have some late dinner here. I'll talk to you later. 89GY. I'm clear.
You think enjoy whatever. Late is better than not. So, KF9WW, clear.
AC9HO, this is KI9E.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
KD9HAY Mobile.
CMN Network, 220.
Gas leak.
Alrighty.
Well, that's good you got that training. I did stuff like that years ago. I don't know that I ever dang good with it.
Yeah, this is Dave's YL, KB9BSK, and that gas training is something you want to know, but you don't want to ever have to use it.
Amen, yeah. Yeah, they took a bunch of us, Sea Bears, some React over to the South Bend Fire Station and told us how to read different labels on tanker trucks. And so if I ever came up with an accident, I'd be able to tell them what was in the tanker.
Yeah, they issue us a whole book. I don't know, there's a couple hundred pages in there with all the different symbols and designs and shapes for whatever might be contained in any transport vehicles.
I was starting to think there for a minute. Hazmat training is what they called it.
Yeah, that'd be the one. I know what you mean. We've been through them all. Skywarn, hazmat, pipeline, gas, electric. Learn a lot of stuff that you don't want to have to use.
Where'd you have to go for your training?
That kind of depends on which training it is. I mean, the gas thing we had right at our emergency management meeting tonight, they usually come in and do that one for us. The pipeline they end up doing at Blue Chip, and Skywarn we went out to PNC, and the hazmat training, I believe, was at our EMA meetings, too.
Boy, I've had a heck of a day today. I don't feel good. So I started the day and so I'm going to finish it, I guess.
So, what's wrong?
A lot of congestion.
Well, I should have said that the pollen's coming out that time of the year.
Well, I'm going to have to go take a breathing treatment. I'll be back in a little bit. If anybody's out there, if not, 73s and 9OKA.
KB9BSK and 73 to you, and I hope you feel better soon.
Talk to you later, Mike. 10IYOU.